Intermountain Healthcare has fined more than $25 million. Governor Herbert won't be signing a water agreement with Nevada. And the USDA targets poverty in southeast Utah. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, April 4th. I'm Brian Grimmett. The largest health system in the state of Utah has agreed to pay the federal government $25.5 million to settle claims that it violated laws governing physician referrals and payments. But as KUER's Whitney Evans reports, officials with Intermountain Healthcare say they didn't realize they were in violation of the law until after an internal review.
The nonprofit corporation confessed to the discrepancies back in 2009. They say they discovered from the year 2000 to 2009 they had violated so-called Stark laws by renting office space to physicians after their leases had expired. They also gave bonuses to physicians based on a formula that could potentially incentivize the performance of unnecessary services. Dr. Brent Wallace is chief medical officer for Intermountain Healthcare.
Really, the big takeaway from this is that, one, we discovered it by ourselves. We self-reported it because we wanted to be compliant with all the laws and regulations.
Wallace says IHC has since put in place proper oversight to ensure hospitals are in compliance moving forward.
We believe that we are an organization of integrity that wants to do things the right way and be a good provider in our community.
Stark laws consist of hundreds of pages of regulations defining the ways in which physicians and hospitals can contract together to prevent improper relationships. In a statement, a Department of Justice official says such relationships can corrupt a physician's judgment about the patient's true health care needs. The official added the settlement should deter others from making similar mistakes and eventually make health care more affordable to patients. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Federal law required the states of Utah and Nevada to make a deal over splitting the water rights in Snake Valley before the Southern Nevada Water Authority could pump groundwater from the Great Basin to Las Vegas. That agreement was negotiated several years ago, but Utah's governor let it sit, never signed it. Yesterday, Governor Gary Herbert announced he will not sign the deal, but he's hoping there's an opportunity now to negotiate a better one and avoid resolving the issue in court.
The hope is, and the reason of even trying to have an agreement was to avoid conflict. So we hope that we don't have conflict and that we can find ways to resolve this issue that doesn't require courts.
Ranchers and rural communities in Utah's West Desert worry the project could dry up their springs and wells even if there's no pumping in the Snake Valley itself.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expanding a program into Utah that is aimed at helping rural counties escape the grasp of persistent poverty. The new Strike Force initiative brings together agencies within the USDA in an attempt to better coordinate efforts to spur economic development in rural counties. Dave Conine is the Rural Development State Director. He says by making knowledge and resources available through things like microloans, that they'll be able to make a real difference.
The real goal is to reduce poverty, and one of the ways you do that is you create new economic opportunity, new employment opportunity, bring new money into the area by being able to export a product.
At first, the initiative will focus on areas of San Juan County where groups of Navajo Indians live. It's an area that has a poverty level greater than 20%. Fred White is the director of natural resources for the Navajo Nation. He says he sees it as a great opportunity for growth.
We have a lot of land, we have a lot of water that's there. Sometimes we think we don't, but we do. You know, here's an opportunity. We can really do something for ourselves.
The Strike Force initiative started as a pilot program in 2010 and has since expanded to 16 states.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will hold its Spring General Conference this weekend. Saturday evening, while men from the church hold their general priesthood meeting at Temple Square, another group will be meeting to argue for the ordination of women. Kate Kelly is one of the leaders of the group Ordain Women. She says she has faith the church can change the policy it's had since its founding in 1830.
You ask and then you receive, you knock and then the door is opened unto you. This is our way of asking, this is our way of knocking, this is our way of telling the leadership of the church we are ready for this change, we are ready to receive the priesthood, and we ask them to prayerfully consider it.
A statement issued by the church says men are not preferred over women in the sight of God, but it goes on to say the practice of ordaining men to the priesthood was established by Jesus Christ himself.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert has approved legislation to impose a $25 fine on teens who talk on the phone while driving. It will be a misdemeanor for 16 and 17-year-olds to talk and drive. It would not apply to teens calling their parents or authorities in an emergency situation. The San Pete County Sheriff says the Mountain Man suspect they captured earlier this week has a fascinating story to tell. Sheriff Brian Nielsen says Troy James Knapp has been telling the story of years on the run. He's suspected of breaking into dozens of cabins in southern and central Utah. He may also be charged with attempted homicide. Deputies say Knapp fired shots at a police helicopter before he was captured. And finally, West Valley City Police are asking the FBI to investigate allegations of corruption within the department's drug unit, along with violations of civil liberties and allegations of a cover-up involving the officer-involved shooting death of an unarmed woman. The department issued a statement Wednesday that they've been working with the FBI to address concerns about the shooting death of 21-year-old Danielle Willard in November and in 19 drug cases recently dropped by prosecutors due to lack of evidence. One officer involved in the drug cases was also involved in the shooting. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, April 4th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Till next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.